Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Pam Sherman, I know that it's been 6 months since your husband's birthday, because I know you're 6 months apart pretty much to the day, right?
Yep. So. Two six-year-olds, we add up to 120. but I was a little late giving him his birthday present. Do you want to know what I gave him?
What'd you give him?
I gave him, I would go to a Grateful Dead concert, stand, and not complain for 4 hours.
How'd that work out for you? How did that work out for you?
I have to say, I decided to use it as an anthropological experiment, you know? Because a Grateful Dead concert is really interesting people watching, right? First of all, it was at Gillette Field, which in Boston, which was really humane because you got to have a nice dinner beforehand. I mean, it's like this, it's like basically you're seeing the Grateful Dead in the mall. There's this thing called Shakedown Street. You know about this?
Yes. Well, I don't. I know the song Shakedown.
I always thought it was just a thing my husband sang to my daughter when we went grocery shopping because she always put extra things in the cart. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's like you walk through and people are selling their wares and they come from all over the country and they follow the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
And then everybody's sort of wearing the same thing. I tried to sort of match the, like, what do you wear to a Grateful Dead
tie-dye
concert?
Isn't it tie-dye?
Tie-dye.
Yeah.
Not tie-dye?
Tie-dye, yes. I wore, like, I had these Balinese pants. But you also have to think, oh, I'm going to be standing, because he bought general admission tickets. Oh. And then I said, can you just buy real seats as a backup? Because I was like, I'm 60. I didn't know if I could do it. They played for like half an hour. And then the announcement came on that we had to go quickly. It was so polite. Like, it's not like a real concert. Everybody's basically in an altered state. Yeah. And we had to move up into the stands because a storm came through that was epic. You wouldn't believe it. They covered everything with plastic.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then we go back out, and they played from 8:30 until the noise ordinance at 11 without stopping. Wow. I've never seen anything like it. But it's all one song.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. It's just one song. They go on forever. It never stops. And it's like, I don't understand it. I've never been to a Grateful Dead concert, but I was with some friends of mine a little while ago, and they had Grateful Dead concert on their speaker system, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like after an hour, I'm thinking, this is still the same song.
Yes.
It's not, and you know, the musicianship is great. John Mayer's easy to look at. Like, it's definitely worth it. The bassist is, you know, they're incredible musicians, but the best was Space. They're like, oh, Space is coming. You're going to be really excited. I'm like, what is Space? How is that different from the rest?
Exactly.
It really is a psychedelic journey. But now the drummer who does it, I don't know their names. Mickey Hart.
Sure.
He looks like my husband. It's like frankly, an old man playing drums.
Yes, they're all older than us. Trust me, they're in their mid-70s, these guys.
Yeah, it was impressive, and I win the prize. I never sat in the seats. I stood the whole time. I actually had fun. We were with our son, his girlfriend, and thank goodness they brought a playmate for me, which is his roommate's mother. So we were just happy. I mean, like, you should always bring a playmate for the annoying little kid, and I was that annoying little kid. So then I posted it and said happy birthday to my husband, and everybody was like, is it his birthday? I'm like, 6 months later. Later, yeah. The Grateful Dead.
Perfect.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.